Hi everyone, it's Hadar and welcome to my Relocation Diaries. Today we have a special episode with my lovely guests here, Amalia, my daughter.
Hello.
And I have a guest, a spontaneous guest that came to visit me this week, and that is Gaia.
Hi.
My niece, my beloved niece. Hi, Gaia.
Hi.
And my sister and my niece and my nephew, Ori, decided to come within a day's notice. They said, it's the summer, we have a week off, we're just getting on a plane and we're coming to see you because we miss you. And you can imagine how happy I was. And now she's here and I was about to record my relocation diaries and I said, hey, why don't I interview you for my relocation diaries? Amalia is here because she's directing the episode. She's not moving the microphone. So she's here to monitor everything and to make sure everything's okay and to give us the emotional support.
Yes, of course. What? Okay, yes.
and the conversation is going to be with Gaia, but if you want to add something, you can, okay? So first of all, hi, Gaia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How is it to be in Barcelona in July?
It's July already.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. No, I just realized I've been in summer vacation for a month already.
For a month? Why? Since when are you on vacation?
Because I'm in vacation since June 20th.
June 20th. So she's been off since June 20th because she is in high school?
Not yet.
Middle school?
Yes, it's middle school.
It's not middle school. What is it? It's junior high. Junior high.
Isn't it the same?
No, junior high is like, I think every country has it different, but for us, junior high is from seventh grade until ninth grade.
So yes, I'm in junior high.
Junior high. You're going to be in what grade next year?
Ninth.
Ninth grade. Oh my God. And how old are you, Gaia?
I'm 14.
14. 14 years old.
14.
Gaia is my first niece. She made me an auntie. She was born in 2010.
Yes.
And I was the happiest aunt in the world. What do you remember from the time you were born?
I remember, of course.
Everything, right? You remember how I held you in my arms for hours?
Of course.
I wouldn't let go of you. And my sister was like, can I have my daughter back? I was like, no, I think she needs to be in my arms right now. but I can tell you that the first time you slept out of the house was with me, right?
Makes sense.
So tell me, Amalia's in the background. All right. Yes. So tell me, for those who are only listening to this on the podcast, we are also shooting a video and Amalia, my daughter, is just making some background noise and images. Anyway, Gaia.
Yes.
How do you like Barcelona?
I love Barcelona. I love the location, especially here. Mm-hmm. Like there are like I'm walking on the streets and there's so many stores and like I just love it.
Like, you like the stores.
I like the stores.
You like shopping.
I like shopping very much.
What about museums, Gaia? What about museums? You can join us.
I don't really like just walking and see and watching stuff and like it's boring. Like, okay,
very
it's
educational.
Cool.
No, what's happening cool. here?
It's cool like for the like few minutes for first few minutes, but then it's just like
you get the point and then you want to go out shopping or eat
or
something
like active. I prefer like something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's been really interesting for us to try to figure out what to do with a teenager in Barcelona who doesn't like museums. But it's been a lot of fun. So it's the second time you're here, right?
Right.
What is the difference between the first time you came here and now?
first time we were like more exploring the city, like we went what did we do?
We walked around a lot.
Yes, like in the
Gothic.
Yes.
Quarter. Yes.
And we went to the Gothic quarter, and like we were just we were new here, so like
it was the first time.
Yeah, it was the first time we wanted to see, like the whole city.
Yeah. So now we're gonna talk a little bit about the fact that you have an aunt or aunt, however you want to call it, that doesn't live in your city anymore, not even in your country. And for context, I think a lot of the listeners already know this, but when I lived in Tel Aviv, we were living in the same building.
Yeah.
So you were in on the 7th floor and I was on the 8th floor and they were right downstairs from us.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like living in the same building?
Oh, it was amazing. I loved it so much because like every... When I'm bored now when I'm bored, I'm just like sitting at home and I'm not doing anything. And when you live in our building, I would just come and I would sometimes do nothing but with them.
With us.
Yeah, which is more fun.
I may cry today. But
don't cry.
It's okay. Because you know, like leaving home is complicated. Okay. Wait, but a lot of it has been processed. But I think the hardest thing for us still to this day is like missing the family and missing particularly my sister.
Me.
No, I'm not. Don't lie. I don't cry all day. Often.
Sometimes.
I'm a
crier. Okay to cry.
It's okay to cry. What was it like when we first told you that we're going to move?
The first time was when you were here in October. Not October. It was November.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom made a mistake of telling us you might move.
Yeah, we were just like, just... thinking about the idea, we didn't even like see how that would be feasible at all. And somehow my sister found out without us telling her properly that this is what we're thinking. And then she told you.
Yeah. And then there was like a breakdown, me and my brother and like everyone.
And then we were like, but no, it's not, you know, it's not certain. Don't worry about it.
And then you came back, and I think it was the same day.
No, it took us a week. Like, we came back, and then, yes, because I gave myself a week to decide if we're going to move or not. And within that week, I was, like, going back and forth all the time because home felt so good after, you know, like, a few weeks of not being at home. So I was, like, just thinking, oh, this is right. This is home. I don't want to move. And then the next day I was like, but the opportunity and everything that we've wanted, you know, to explore. So a week later, I told you.
And then like we knew you were going to tell us because like we were sitting in the living room and like you and Gil were looking at us and like, oh, okay, yeah, you're moving. And it was very sad and we were very, very sad. But I love the fact that you're living here.
Oh, like, my God. Can you say that again, please?
I love the fact that you're living here.
Oh, my God. You never told me that.
I never had a chance.
Oh, my God. Because I remember when I first told you that we are probably going to move, you know, because we were in my room and I was like... And then you asked me, are you really going to move?
Right.
And I said, I think so. And then I said, I know it's not going to, it doesn't feel like it right now, but there are also a lot of advantages of us living there. First, you being able to come here whenever you want. Well,
I need money.
Money, but and time, because mm-hmm. you also go to school and you're very busy. You're a very busy student. Amalia in the background in the meantime, like drinking her bubble tea.
I made it.
Yeah, she made it.
And Gaia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I said that, and you didn't, like, you couldn't, I think, see that.
Yeah, because why are you going? I mean,
what did you feel when we told you that?
No, I was really, I said I was really sad because I knew I was gonna miss you a lot, like, and it was hard.
I felt like you were angry.
I was very angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this to me?
I felt like you were feeling like I'm abandoning you.
Something like this. But I mean, now I'm just, we already came twice, and we're gonna come another time this year, like, so for sure.
Except.
If not with my family, I'm gonna come alone. So, yeah.
How is it to stay in touch with us? Because I feel sometimes, like, when we're on the phone, you and I, and we talk, we can spend like an hour doing like ridiculous things, like you're right. Cooking, I'm just walking, we're not cooking even talking, we're just like spending time. Cooking is a bit of an exaggeration. Preparing food. And I feel like we can just casually hang out, but we also don't often talk, which right. I feel like sometimes life is passing by so quickly, and then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't talked to Gaia in like 2 weeks. Do you feel that sometimes?
I do. I feel like when you first moved, then we talked like almost like few times a week, like we were really, really trying, and then we do talk, but less than we did when you first moved.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think it's like we're getting used to it. It's I don't like it. Yeah, I want to talk more, but like, yeah, we're getting more used to it.
To being up to like far away.
Far away
from
right.
each other.
Don't say no, apart.
Apart, not apart, never apart. You're in my heart always, but I think, yeah, there is something in that, but also like I think that you need to adjust to this relationship, this new relationship, and I mm-hmm. think that we haven't figured out how to do it.
Yes.
You know, with talking regularly. I'm also not a person who likes to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm always busy or doing something and I hate right. texting, and I feel like I haven't managed to properly create long distance relationships that are, you know, maintained properly. But just so you know, it's not because I don't want to call you.
Of
it's
course.
Not because I don't want to call
I
you.
I never thought that.
I know, but sometimes it could feel like, you know, where is she, this lady that used to live here and she's no longer in my building. So why do you think we moved?
Okay. I think you wanted like to try new stuff, and like we also thought like we're thinking about moving, and I like this feeling that you can like coming to a new like new country and living here, it's like an amazing experience, and you wanted to
to experience that
experience.
And yeah,
like
yeah, that's a big part of it.
Main reason,
yeah, and the language.
Yeah, like it improved Amalia's and Asia's like English. I feel like from what I heard, like it's very also Spanish, but
improved a lot. How's my Spanish?
It's good. I mean, no.
You, it's, I. How do I say it without insulting you no. in front of the world?
So, I mean, you can speak like full sentences, but you can order coffee and like talk to the cashiers and talk to people, which is important because I tried to do it with the cashier yesterday. And I was like, no, I can't. Do you speak English?
You did learn Spanish a little bit.
Yes, in Duolingo. But then Duolingo decided to end my strike. So I don't like it anymore.
That's it? You're banning? You're banning Duolingo? Yeah, banning Duolingo. Because you forgot to practice one day? Amalia's pretty good with her Duolingo.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're learning Spanish with it?
Yeah.
The good thing is for her, she learns both Spanish and English as she learns Spanish on Duolingo. Because English. Because?
The Duolingo is like, you know.
Because you have to work with both languages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy that Gaia's here?
Yes, of course.
What's the question? What were you expecting?
And she's like, no. She takes up space. I can't. What do you miss the most about us living there?
Like I said, I can see whatever I want, and talking on the phone is not the same as like being next to you and hugging you, and you know. Yes, I feel I miss the fact that I can just see whatever I want.
Yeah,
because
I miss like those. First of all, I miss dinners at grandma's house, at my mom's house, like the Friday dinners. First of all, the food.
Why are you saying mom's?
It's so good.
Grandma's. Like, we also say it in Hebrew. Like,
what?
Grandma's.
Right. We say safta. But I don't say mom. Like, I don't say ima.
No, but I mean, not grandpa. It's never grandpa.
I didn't even think about what you were about to say. I don't know. Well, we say sabavasafta, like when we think of it, like grandpa and grandma, when we think about the house, I think. But when we think about Friday dinners,
it's a grandma's.
I think that it's grandma. Like that's her domain. Because with my admiration to my dad, he doesn't cook. He helps. It sounds very like conventional and traditional, and they're very equal. It's not like my mom does everything at home, but she's such a great cook.
Yes, I love it.
You miss her cooking?
Yeah.
What's your what's the thing you miss the most, Amalia?
Eggplant and
stuffed onions, right? Memulaim, stuffed onions. Everything, fish, everything she makes is like so good. But it's not just the food that I miss. I miss us hanging out together.
Like sitting around the table.
Sitting around the table, talking.
Yeah.
Talking politics. Yeah, I miss that. And just like being, right? This is basically what you're saying. It's not like we did a lot of things. Went out to restaurants and
barely.
Yeah.
I
miss having you around for sure. I miss hugging you. I miss seeing you with the girls. Like, you know, you being just chilling with the girls, having them, you next to them to talk to ask questions, to kind of like look at and learn from. So can you just say that thing again about you being happy that we're here?
I love the fact that you're living here.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I have it on tape.
It's really amazing.
I have it on tape. So next time you're like, why did you leave? Not that you do that anymore, but.
No, I mean, sometimes when I like, when I'm like, I'm sad, like, I'm a teenager. There's a lot of drama, like, around friends and stuff. So, like, every time I'm, like, just when I'm just sad and I'm, like, not doing anything, I really miss just you, like when I can just hug you and like
and talk to me
and talk to you
and just process things together.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think it's always different to have like your relationship with your parents versus your relationship with your uncle and aunts, right? Like, because it's I'm not your mom.
Exactly.
And we don't have like, you know, which means that, what did you say?
You're not your mom. You're not my mom, but you are my mom.
Oh.
I mean, it's a different kind of mom, but
yeah. All right, Gaia and Amalia, before we wrap up, what is something that you wish for us?
Like third?
Our families. Oh, yeah. Your family, my family. In the next 12 months?
I want to move here.
You want to move here?
I talked about it with mom,
bring
actually.
You here.
Like, but like with dad's work, right now it's not very possible, but I would love to move here because I love Barcelona and you're here and like, the thought about moving is coming, like, we're thinking about it a lot, and I wish we would be here.
Yeah? And aren't you afraid of the language or going into a new school and, like, starting over and building yourself socially? Like, does it scare you or does it excite you?
It's exciting. I mean, I've been through something like that when I moved to junior high,
mm-hmm.
like I knew one girl and we weren't in touch like until seventh grade. And I didn't know anyone and I got really socialized very fast. And
so you believe that it's going to be okay?
Yes, yes.
Amalia, at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the move?
Yes.
Were you afraid before moving here from, like, starting something new and the new language and everything?
Yeah.
But do you feel like, yeah?
What? Yes.
But do you feel that what you were afraid of happened or was it different?
It's a different.
Yeah. When I left, we said that we're going to try and see each other a lot. And I think it's been, what? It's been 6-7 months and we've already met three times. And we're going to meet again in August.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when we spend very quality time, right? So it's not like quantity, because back home we would spend a lot of time, but maybe it was just like just hanging out. And now we do things together. We talk a lot.
Time is more like, it's more special when we're together.
I feel the same. I feel the same also with my mom and dad when they were here. It's like, you know, we did things that we've never done back home. Because back home is just like, oh, you see each other on a Friday. You see each other, you know, a few times a week, but that's it. And yeah, it's like special time.
Yeah.
All right. Gaia, thank you so much for joining me. It was fun. You were afraid of doing this.
Yeah, it was.
Why?
I felt like I wasn't going to be like natural. I was going to like be stressed about everything I'm going to say and then it won't come out good.
Yeah. And what happened that you just decided to?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't decide. Just like.
You're just in the conversation.
Yeah, it felt more like a conversation than like
good.
Like we're shooting a video or something.
Right. Which was the purpose.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on my podcast. Mm-hmm. And I love you very much. So much. And I already miss you.
Oh.
Oosh, my love. And if you liked it. Let us know and maybe we can do a sequel. I'm kidding. A part 2 of this conversation.
Yeah, sure. In a year.
Yeah. What has changed? Okay, Gaia, thank you so much. And I wish us the best time with the time that we have left together here in Barcelona. And that's it. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
That is my weekly update. Take care. Bye.